Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Amen. Praise God. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Seeds of Prayer and Praise. This is your hostess, Pastor Katisa, on this great Tuesday. Amen. We just want to praise God. We want to worship Him. He's worthy. Only you, Jesus. The name of Jesus, the name that's above every name. Glory be unto God. Amen. And so our scripture, we probably utilized this scripture before, but it is always, scripture is in season all the time. Amen. So Colossians chapter 4, verses 2 and 3. This is, devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and faithful. Verse 3, and pray for us too, that God may open a door for our message so that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ, for which I am in chains. Verse 4 says, pray that I may proclaim it clearly as I should. So he's saying prayer. And we know prayer is powerful because why? God is powerful. God is powerful. And so we bless his holy name. Amen. And to him be the glory and the praise. We're going into prayer. And we thank you for joining us and being in agreement. And we just know where two or three, amen, are gathered in the name of Jesus. There he is in the midst. He's right there with us. So let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we give you praise. Lord, we give you honor. Lord, we magnify you. Oh, Father God, oh, Heavenly Father, who is for us more than the whole world can be against us. God, we thank you that you give your servants, your people, your children victory. They have victory in you in Christ Jesus. God, you open doors and no man can close. You close doors no man can open. God, I thank you right now. You just break every wicked obstacle of the enemy, Lord God. You move in the enemy out the way that we can have success on today. God, each and every day, God, we stay in Christ Jesus. Help us to abide. Help your servants to abide in the Lord Jesus. Remain in your word. Father God, to be faithful servants. God, we do want to please you. We want to glorify you and magnify you and uplift your holy name and the name of your servant, your son, only son, Jesus Christ. Father God, we pray right now. Hallelujah. We thank you right now, Father God, as we come before you, lifting up the souls that are in the harvest field, the souls that are yet to come into the kingdom. They are in darkness. God, bring them out of that into the marvelous light. Bring them that their minds are unblinded and they see the glory of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God, we thank you. Bring them out of the valley of decision. That valley is the valley of judgment. God, that they will call on you, God, and make up their mind to serve you, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus. Because we know, Father God, serving you, amen, is glorious, it's eternal, it's forever and ever. Father, we thank you for the laborers already in harvest, the missionaries all over the world. We lift up Grace Point Ministries and Gospel of Asia and other ministries all through Africa and other nations. God, the United States, Father God, you've given supernatural protection, supernatural safety and safe travels, supernatural provision. Amen, God. You are our peace. You're Jehovah Shalom, giving us the peace of mind. Amen. Stay on you. You're Jehovah Jireh, the little God provider, all provisions, the spiritual, mentally, emotionally, physically. Oh, God, hallelujah to your name. Thank you, Father God, Jesus. God, we pray right now for those who are in leadership and authority and he's in the places such as the President of Barack Obama and the kings and queens and prime ministers, Father God. Hallelujah. We lift them up that we can live a peaceable and godly life and holiness, Father God, to you be the glory and praise. We lift up for their salvation. We lift up for their protection, the deliverance in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, God, thank you. We lift up those, especially the children and youth, the fatherless, the orphans, oh God, the widows, Father God. We lift them up to you, Lord God. There will be great provision for them, provision of their salvation, provision of encouragement, God, and comfort and physical needs met, Father God, supernaturally all over the world. Oh, Father God, you said that is good religion, is to look after the orphan and the widow in their distress. Oh, Father, we bless your holy name on today. God, as you give us encouragement, Father God. You give us peace. And Father God, I thank you right now, Father God, that we have all that we need in Christ Jesus. Jesus has everything that we need. Father God, we praise you right now, God, as we lift up those who are needing of healing, because you are Jehovah Rapha, the Lord God, our healer. And by the stripes of Jesus, we're healed. So you heal cancer, you heal heart disease, you heal diabetes, you heal, Father God, and restore. Amen. There's nothing too hard for you. You heal us and we are healed. You save us and we are saved. For you are the one we praise. Oh God, right now, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Praise your holy name, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Father God. Oh, you break every chain. You set the captives free. Thank you, Father God, and Jesus, that there's power in the name of Jesus, our mighty God, our mighty Savior, our Prince of Peace, everlasting Father. Glory unto you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We lift up all those who are bowed down in distress. God, that you lift them up, Father God. You give the victory. Hallelujah, Father God. I bless your name that you give the victory. Hallelujah, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Victory for your people. Victory when we come. Victory when we go. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you for breaking every chain. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. God, I bless you. God, I thank you. God, I just want to give you the highest praise, which is hallelujah. Hallelujah is the highest praise of right now, Father God. Hallelujah, God. I thank you right now that you are causing, Father God, your people who are called by your name to humble ourselves in prayer. God, the nations are in distress from nation to nation. They are in distress. God, they are in confusion. Oh, Father God, in Jesus' name. Oh, God, there is a great need. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah for the Son of God. Oh, God, send out the laborers into the harvest field. We know that the harvest is plentiful, but we know that the laborers are few. Lord God, send out the harvest workers. God, send them out. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we call on you. Send them out, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Right now, Jesus. Praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, Jesus. Thank you right now. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for today. Praise you for today, Lord God. You are the God who hears. You are the God who answers. And we bless you, God, as you're answering your people. Amen. Mightily. Miracles, signs, and wonders. Hallelujah unto your name. Hallelujah unto your name. In Jesus' name, amen and praise God. Amen and praise God. I thank God for you today. And that you join us for Seeds of the Word as we continue worshiping God through the scripture, amen, and lifting up the body of Christ, for we know that we are called for such a time as this, and God is calling us to be faithful, amen, and obedient, and and so we want to stand firm in the faith, stand firm and endure and have persistence. Be blessed. Go with God. Amen.